Well, that's all right.
I really don't know. I remember struggling with that particular opinion, my opinion. And what I said to you, I had written what was going to be a dissent. And I had termed John St. Clair as being likened to the Pied Piper leading our children away from us, and we were going to punish him. But maybe we better examine into what's really going on and not try to say this one individual had so great power that he had to be dealt with in this manner. But I didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that, as it turned out, someone had expressed maybe my feeling in a little more diplomatic terms, and I could support them rather than file my dissent. And as I recall, I didn't. So I don't know whether it's in my file, what my secretary kept or not.
But the majority opinion represents a great...
That was cruel and unusual punishment to put somebody in for 20 years to life for such an infraction. And of course that encouraged the legislature to make a change thereafter too.
You recall in the same period, in re Meislisch, you know what that, that's the one that has to do with the compensation of lawyers, and this case came out of Wayne County, for representing indigents. And you wrote an opinion in that case saying that at the time this was before the court, the Wayne County practice was at least constitutional. I don't think there were any... This was the rule was in Wayne County, you probably recall, that a lawyer assigned to take an indigent case, a case of an indigent defendant, and could collect compensation on a certain schedule of fees, and it's $50 for this, $50 for that. And Meislisch, who excused himself from representing somebody in a proper way, you know, by under the law, the cases of the time, came in and asked for a good deal more than the fee schedule provided, and he said he was being deprived without due process of the fruits of his, right, the fruits of the labor, and that sort of. You get that one of them.
It doesn't ring any bells with me, although I remember one time inquiring of the clerk in Wayne County as to what the cost of the county was of providing counsel for indigent criminal defendants, and being somewhat amazed at the amount of money being expended in that regard at that time.
Do you think this whole problem is under some kind of reasonable control then or now?
Well, that's hard to say, because I thoroughly believe that everyone that has a right to be represented by counsel, and then that gets to be very expensive as inflation increases the fees that we pay to counsel and one thing or another. Then we have the Headley Amendment, which provides if you mandate the counties to do something, you should provide the money for them to do it with. And that isn't being done. Yet they vote for everybody to have right of counsel. Well, who's going to pay? It's the taxpayers and the community property taxpayers. I think it hasn't been solved yet. And the most recent thing I just read was the initiative that was adopted by the legislature for the purposes of this campaign, saying that any person under 18 who finds herself pregnant has a right to counsel without cost, without spelling out who's going to pay for counsel for that.
Wait a minute, is this, you say this is past the legislature?
Yes.
Ooh. Has this been in the newspapers?
No.
Oh, excuse me, sir. As a former newspaper man, holy cow.
Well,
has the governor signed this? Is this
governor was prohibited from signing it, as you recall. The governor vetoed it.
Oh, he did.
The legislation.
Just recently?
Recently, and then they circulated the right to life. People circulated the petitions to bring it to the legislature as an initiative. Mm-hmm. And the initiative, when it was presented to the legislature, they voted on it without very much discussion and passed it. And it goes into effect April 1st.